Beloved, we are not to sit down and entertain those who blaspheme the word of God, or to accept them in the method of tolerance. We reject those things. I was recently contacted by somebody who asked if, you know, we can kind of come together as a group under the banner of Christ, but they believe very different things than we do. And their thought process was that we're going to not worry about doctrine at all. We're just going to come together and say that we're all Christians. So let's come and bring ourselves together and fellowship underneath that. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't sit there and just say, I will excuse part of the word of God just so that we can all get along. I won't do that. I'm going to hold to the word of God to the very end and let the Lord be the judge between me and them on those matters. Because you cannot have true peace unless we're all worshiping the same God. And we have to believe that he is the same person. You can't just take bits and pieces here and there of somebody or anybody who just says, well, I believe in Jesus, but he's not the same Jesus you believe in. But we can just get along and have, you know, celebrate and have fellowship with one another. Light has no fellowship with darkness. And you may look at me and say, well, that's a very narrow-minded point of view, Pastor. And I will tell you that is a very biblically-minded point of view. You may disagree with me on this. But come to the word of God and bring your disagreements. And we will engage each and every one of them along the way. It's not about just getting along. We can get along under the word of God, believing the truth of God's word, that this is God's word from cover to cover. If that's not something you want to believe, then we're going to have some difficulties. Because when the apostles were writing the epistles, about 50-55% of the epistles are about doctrine. It's about doctrine. They didn't sit back and just say, well, you know, believe Jesus, it's fine, that's okay. If that was the case, Paul could have stopped writing in many cases in the first few chapters and be done with it. But it was all about instruction, because sound doctrine equals sound living. You've heard me say that before, and I'll say it again. Sound doctrine equals sound living. I hold to sound doctrine. I will always will to the very end. Listen, as I close out here, if you believe that you're saved simply because you do good works or do good things, if you believe that you're saved because of that, you're sadly mistaken. If you believe that good works are required to keep your salvation, you are working in vain. If the proof of your Christianity is that you are overall a good person, then I'm afraid that you're probably lost, because people really aren't very good overall. So let me present you with the offer that Jesus extended once again. In Matthew 11:28, he says this, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." If you understand by regeneration of the Spirit that your burden of sin is there, come to Jesus for forgiveness and be saved. Take upon his yoke, which is easy and light, because the guilt and shame of sin has been removed, and then you will find rest for your soul. No more striving through works to please God or merit salvation, but resting in the knowledge of Ephesians 2:8-9, that for grace, by grace you have been saved through faith, and that of not yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Now once saved, the works we do in the name of Jesus are not a burden, but also can be freely done in love and in gratitude to the one who saved us.